Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen. 19 after 7. We're going to talk about beer here in a bit.
Okay.
Talk to our beer expert. Find out how many bubbles are in a beer. We'll have that story coming up. Also, the new social media trend that involves taking pictures of your stomach. Plus, the best speeding ticket excuses. It is Friday, the 7th of May of 2021. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Before we get to these stories, it is Mother's Day on Sunday, and hopefully you're planning to talk to your mom, if not see your mom on Sunday. And apparently for about 1.5% of us, that is the only time we will talk to her this year. Just in time for Mother's Day, a new survey asking people how often they call or text their mom. And of the people whose moms are still with us, the most common answers are daily.
Yep.
Or a few times a week.
If I don't talk to my mom every day, even though she will hear me on this radio program, if I don't talk to her, she will be like, what's going on? Where are you? You must be busy today because I didn't hear from you.
Right.
I call my mom about almost every day. Not every day, but pretty close.
Yeah, Kristen talks to probably 2 out of her 3 kids just about every day.
Mm-hmm. Just checking in.
Just
like,
checking in. What are you
how's
doing?
How's it going? You know, what are you doing today? Like yesterday, my mom's like, what are you guys doing? And I'm like, nothing. I go, what are you doing? I'm at Kroger. Thanks for thinking of me.
I know. And they go, like, they talk.
Yeah.
For quite a while.
I'm not a big phone talker. I prefer to text, but we do reach out and talk via text.
They do it all. They do it on speakerphone. They do it on FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
What else? 7.5% of people talk to their moms monthly. 1.5% talk to their mom about twice a year. And there was about 1.5% to talk with her once a year, depending on, I guess, you know, what the relationship is like. But what I found interesting is when you call your mom, what do you call your mom? Like, do you call your mom or mommy or mama or ma? Or do you call her by her first name?
All of those things. It depends. I call her like mamacita. I'll call her mama, ma,
ma,
mommy. Ma. I don't say mommy very much, but I say mom.
When we were little, me and my brother called her mama.
Yeah.
And then it became ma.
My mom, my kid calls me mama, which is weird because she always called me mommy and now she calls me mama.
Oh.
But my boyfriend calls his mom, her name is Pat.
Yeah.
And he calls her Pat.
Really?
Yeah. But I think it's mostly funny. Like when he calls her on the phone, every time she answers, she'll be, and she knows it's him clearly because it says Scott. She'll be like, hello. And he yells, hi, Pat. Every time.
Huh.
And she gets the biggest giggle out of it. I think she thinks it's so funny. But yeah, definitely mama.
Yeah, most common answer on the board, 48.5% call their mom. 12% of adults still use mommy. 10% use mama. And 7% use ma.
Do you feel like mommy is kind of odd for a grown-up to say to their mom?
It does kind
of. I do, but there's certain, you know, parts of the country, I guess.
Like down south.
Culturally, yeah. I guess it's, we've had this conversation before, and I guess it's more common than you might think. Penelope.
People will think, oh, that's when she first learned how to talk. No, that was like last week on the way to swim.
Yeah.
Every time she's like, mama, mama. I'm like, yes, I'm here. What? Mama, mama, ma.
Right. Mom, mommy.
Ma. Ma. Mom. Mom. Mom.
What?
Mom.
Uh-huh.
Mommy.
What?
Mommy. Mama. Mama. Mama.
What?
Hi.
I'm not sure I'd walk around saying Mother's Day is not a real holiday, but some people don't have that issue because they asked people if they think Mother's Day is a real special occasion or just one we celebrate because of, quote, pressure from commercial entities. Well, I'm pleased to say 60% of it regarded as a real holiday, one to be observed and recognized, while 30% of people say Mother's Day is just something that's pushed hard to get us to spend money. So if you're
in, sad.
Hey, my Apple iPhone says it's Mother's Day.
It's a holiday.
So if they are putting it on there, because there's a lot of other new holidays, well, not new to me, that I learn about on my Apple iPhone, those are the real ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's there.
National Rigatoni Day come up on that iPhone?
No, it did not.
So if you're in that 30%, maybe not mention that to your mom on Sunday. Let's see. We're going to switch gears here for a moment. Talk about you and your skin. Sure, your parents raised you, your siblings get you, and your grandparents love you. And here's just how valuable we think that is. According to a new survey, 8% of people say they would never talk to their family again for the rest of their life if if it meant they could have perfect skin forever.
What?
Yeah, that's about 1 out of 12 people who are willing
no
to
way.
Ditch their family and never see or talk to them again in exchange for perfect skin.
Wow.
Yeah.
No way. No.
8%.
I mean, I have been getting zits from wearing these masks and no way. And I hate that.
The survey also found 33% of people would give up having a smartphone for life if it meant they would have perfect skin forever. Listen, since I don't have a phone because I have this perfect skin, will you take a selfie of me? And 27% would give up their favorite food for life.
Now, I might be able to do that. Like, never eat pizza again for perfect skin.
For perfect skin, in exchange for perfect skin.
Especially since I've developed the rosacea here on my forehead. I might
when
give
did
up
that start?
Pizza. I don't know. Sometime after I had my kid. I think it's just, like, one of those things, like...
Do you think it resulted from that?
No. I think it's a part of age. Oh. Like, I think your body and your everything just kind of changes, but... I would give a pizza, I think, forever for perfect skin.
Like, you know, when you get frustrated with Penelope, do you ever say, look what you did to my body?
No, I don't. Well. Although she points it out regularly that I, so we have this game. There's like a card game that we have and it's called Scavenger Hunt. And so you pick out a card and it says like a word on there, like soft. Or it'll say silky, and you have to run and go find something that's soft or silky. And the other day, the word was lumpy, and she goes, mommy. It doesn't bother me. Oh. I don't care. It's
that's
fine.
Right. Yeah. When it comes from her.
Yeah, I'm like, you know. She's right, though. I am pretty lumpy.
Coming up, the best speeding ticket excuses. Sorry, Cincinnati. I mean, interrupt. I saw it click over, and I'm like, oh! We'll revisit
Tim,
that discussion.
Save that story
later. Yeah.
Oh, which reminds me, Jeff started an on-air conversation that was we were supposed to bring back up yesterday, and I forgot.
Oh, what was it?
I don't know.
Oh.
I forgot.
Well, if you remember, give us a ring.
Yeah. If you remember what Jeff talked about on air that he said he would tell us off air, call us now.
There you go. All right, here we go. Cincinnati's Q102, 7:30. We're about 10 minutes away from Pick Your Purse. Make sure your cheat sheet is up to date. We would love to give away another one, especially one of those fancy, expensive ones. They're all nice. Yeah, Louis or that. Where'd my cheat sheet go?
It was over there, I know, because I
here
got
it.
It.
It's underneath my keys. And I'm looking for,
we
that
had
one
some giveaways
there.
Yesterday, right?
That
there
one's still in there.
Stuff.
We did. So stick around. That's coming up here shortly. An annual survey asks people if they've ever gotten out of a speeding ticket. And if so, how did they do it? And the strategy, according to these folks, these are folks who got pulled over for speeding and got out of getting a speeding ticket. They say this tactic worked best for them. And the strategy that works best is just playing dumb. Here are the 10 excuses with the highest success rates. And I'll start with number 10. I'm late for a doctor's appointment. 13% said they were late for a doctor's appointment. Just asking for a warning might work too. Almost half of people who have done that, asking for a warning, said that's actually worked.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe you could just give me a warning today. Okay, thanks.
Oh, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking maybe that would work out for everyone.
What else? I'm late for court.
Ooh. Okay.
Or my last violation.
Yeah, right. Well, you better get going then. Number 8, I did not see the speed limit sign. Number 7, I'm late to pick up or drop off my kid. Number 6, I'm late for an interview. Number 5, I have to use the bathroom.
All of these really require, like, being late for something, and that's why you're driving so fast.
Yeah. I'm late for work. Well, everyone else was going the same speed. That's actually worked. 22% of the people surveyed said that worked. But everybody, well, I was just going with the flow of the traffic. Number 2, there's a medical emergency. Yeah, I could see how that would work. And the number 1 answer on the board, I didn't know I was speeding. That actually works 26% of the time.
I don't know. I always find when the officer pulls me over and they say, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" I'm always like, "Should I say no or should I say yeah?" You know, because I know clearly I was speeding, but does he want me to say, "Yeah, I know I was just speeding because I'm admitting that I'm guilty?" Or should I say no and hope
no
that
idea.
I've been asked that question. I'd be like, was I going a little too fast? Was I going too fast? Or I actually said that once. A guy said, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" And I legit thought it was because I was going too fast. And I think I was going too fast. And so I said, I was speeding. He goes, "No, you went through a red arrow." And I'm like, oh, I did. Because it turned green. The arrow, like, it turned green, but I didn't get up there in time. And it went like, the left turn arrow went green and then yellow and then red. And I did go through it, but not because I was in a hurry. I went through it because all the lights turned green after that brief moment where it's like a red arrow. And I got through that intersection so many times.
You knew it was going to happen like that?
I knew it was going to happen like that. So I just went through it knowing they would all turn green in a sec. And they did.
And when you told him that, what did he say?
He said, "I know that." And he goes, "And I know it does that,
but
I'm just telling you that if it is red, technically you're supposed to stop." And he's like, "I'm not going to write you a ticket. Just, you know, giving you a warning, but just keep that in mind the next time you go through that intersection."
Wow.
Do you ever work yourself up in your head for not even getting pulled over? Like the other day I rolled through 71 through like Hyde Park, Norwood area, and of course, there's the Norwood cop sitting on the side of the road because that's a heated zone. It always is. I've known that for a decade.
Yeah.
But I was just keeping up with traffic. And I'm like, damn it. I'm going 70 in here.
Yeah.
Did you get pulled over?
No, but I had already created a whole outline in my head as what I was going to say.
How you going to approach this?
Where I was going to pull over. The other person I was going to blame who was next to me. I'm like, why did I even work myself up about this? He didn't even pull out.
It gets scary, though. It's that feeling of your stomach dropping immediately when there is a police officer behind you and you know you're always speeding.
Yeah, I saw a woman get pulled over. I thought it was a chase because it was going northbound 71. It was going through Norwood. It was a Norwood cop. And he was attempting to pull a vehicle over. Caught her on radar, I guess. Kind of went after her. And he lights her up. And she kind of kept going and going and going and going. And then she's approaching Ridge. She gets off a ridge, kept going. And I'm thinking, well, maybe she's, you know, looking for a safe place to pull over. Because there's really no, like, you know, breakdown lane, like, on that ridge exit, Ridge Avenue South exit, as you're going toward the Target and the Meijer until, like, you're
out of that area.
Kind of off that ramp and, you know, you kind of go into the shopping area, which she did. She pulled over by the IHOP.
Oh, okay.
And eventually did stop. But yeah, I mean, that would be my first thought. Like, the last thing in the world I want is, you know, to get myself or an officer killed by pulling me over in an area that's dangerous, which I feel like even in the breakdown lane, you know, we've seen these horror stories of cars drifting and
people just changing a tire.
Yeah.
And it happens all the time. It's so scary.
So you know, in that event, like I try to, if I have the space, try to pull over, not just in the breakdown lane, but even further than that, just to afford that extra space. But there is that kind of, there is that stretch like between Smith Edwards and the Ridge Avenue exits where it's just, there are breakdown lanes there, but it's just it's a crazy alley of traffic. So I don't know if the police officer appreciated that or if he was annoyed that he had to chase her into Cincinnati before she finally pulled over the IHOP. But yeah, and how far can you go? She had her signal on the whole time, which I guess would be an indication that it's like, I see you and I am pulling over. I'm just looking for a safe space. Or do they just want you to pull over at the...
Immediately.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.